Before beginning the description and history of this interesting chapel, we invite you to stand in front of it in the aisle of the central nave. This chapel is of particular interest because it combines several important elements. First, from the aisle of the central nave and before entering, you can admire one of the most significant reliefs in this parish, dedicated to the Eucharist. This high relief depicts, in the foreground, a large young angel. He points upward with his arm to Samson, who in the background is extracting honey from a honeycomb located inside the head of a dead lion. We can read the following Latin quote, "Out of the eater came meat, and out of the strong came sweetness." This phrase alludes to a passage in the life of Samson in which the protagonist obtained honey from the mouth of a lion he had previously killed, so that bees formed a honeycomb inside. At the top, in the place corresponding to the bay window, another relief can be seen depicting the Ark of the Covenant, where the manna was stored. If we consider the early dedication of this chapel, we can affirm that this complex is a prefiguration of the Eucharist. On the one hand, Christ achieved the redemption of humanity with his sacrifice on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. Honey represents the Eucharistic food. The ark where the manna was stored prefigures the new covenant established in Christ's sacrifice on the cross and permanently signified and renewed by the sacrament of the Eucharist, whose species of bread and wine become new manna. We are at the entrance to the current communion chapel. The canvases located on the upper part of its side walls were painted by the painter Jose Vergara, Valencia, 1726-1799. The themes are related to the Eucharist. The canvas on the left is titled The Triumph of Faith Over Heresy, Envy, and Discord. In the center, dressed in pontifical vestments and accompanied by an angel bearing the silver and gold keys of the primacy of Peter, an allegory of the Catholic Church is depicted, showing the people the faith. Blindfolded, she holds the cross and chalice, symbols of the main beliefs of the Catholic faith. Also visible is the allegory of truth, a woman holding the radiant sun in her hands. At the foot of the allegory of the church, the allegories of heresy, envy, and discord shiver. The canvas on the right represents a legend. The work is titled Rodolf of Habsburg gives his horse to a priest to carry viaticum. In the Catholic religion, viaticum is the sacrament of the Eucharist administered to a sick person in danger of death. This legend tells of how Count Rudolf, while hunting, came across a priest trying to cross a river carrying viaticum. Without hesitation, Rudolf of Habsburg gave his horse to the priest and accompanied him to the sick man's house. This gesture was interpreted by the Habsburg successors as the one that helped this dynasty dominate much of Europe for more than three centuries.